Our last call to share this month is Eve. She asks Chris, Dr. Jill, and Mark if it would be wise or detrimental for her to share with her teenage daughter and son about her own teenage sexual regrets. Then our final teaching segment features Mark Cameron on codependency.
We're going to go to Eve listening in Atlanta, Georgia through our app. Eve, how you doing?
Hey, I have a 16-year-old daughter and an 18-year-old son. Is there ever a benefit in disclosing my teenage sexual years to my daughter, especially?
Yeah.
I mean, is there ever, you know, to disclose it and say I regret it? And would that be a good deterrent? Would I just don't know. Like, or is it a big hard no? Don't.
Yeah. Oh, Eve, that's a fantastic question.
I understand the tension here, Eve. I've got two 19-year-old kids, so I understand the age. And I remember going through some of the struggle too in my mind. You know, do I talk to them about it, and how much of that would be, you know, a cautionary tale versus a license, you know, an implicit message to, like, hey, I did it. It's okay for you to go and do it and make the mistake. Is that what's going on inside of you? Is that what the tension is?
No, my tension is definitely as a deterrent to add another angle of what she might be exposed to with her bajillion friends doing this and that. My daughter does not have a boyfriend that I know of, but I was on the break, over the break, I started thinking, okay, this is more about me and dealing with my own thing, or maybe on the side and not projecting, I don't know, transferring it over, but
that's good. I'm glad you got that. Yes. So you have no fear that if you self-disclose to her she might take that as a license that she can make a mistake too.
I tend to think that if anything, it would add value, but I don't want to do the wrong thing, and you can't take it back after that.
Well, you can't. So here's what I would say. I would say that dialogue with your kids is a really, really good thing, right? And you don't want to be a single topic parent either. So what I would say to you is, you know, ask you this question, what's your relationship like with her, and what's your dialogue like with her in other areas of life?
I speak with her as much as I can. As far as our love languages, I'm the huggy one and she's the cold one, sort of. So I feel like I'm kind of, you know, tiptoeing around doing the best I can to give her love in the way she needs. I feel like she would listen, and I don't know, I feel like there's more value of saying there's regret, you know, but I don't know.
Sometimes in the teenage years, kids can be like that. They can seem like they're really cold. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to keep leaning in. I mean, you want to respect her boundaries for her bodily autonomy. You know, you don't want to hug her if she does want a hug. But I do remember telling my daughter before, hey, it's a one hug a day thing. So you choose when you get the hug. It's either in the morning or it's in the evening. I just want to give you a hug. So it's a one hug a day. And she, you know, she leaned into that, and it started off being, you know, a 1 second hug. And now she gives me a hug every night. And sometimes it's a 10-second hug. So kids need that. What I would say is dialogue is a good thing. When you tell her about, you know, the things that happened with you, I would also talk about not just your regret, but also how it made you feel. And then follow up with good questions. You know, what are some of the pressures that you see happening? You know, do you feel strong enough to say a no at times? And if she doesn't, then even role play with her if she's comfortable doing that. But just understand that this is going to be an ongoing dialogue. Sex should be an ongoing dialogue with a kid, not just a single conversation.
Well, and Eve, I think to be in a place, I like that. That is so true. So you want to create and facilitate the ability to have these kinds of conversations. But I want you to think about, it's less about you talking and it's more about you drawing her out, especially with the dynamic that you described. And I certainly had some of that with my daughter. And so you have to capitalize on the times when they are willing to to talk. Mm-hmm. And often, and not try to push it at times when it's convenient for you. And then where does she talk more? Is it when you guys are out of the house, maybe doing something together, driving in the car? Like, be aware of those types of things. And you want to hear what she thinks about things. So it needs to be less about your need to share this as a deterrent, but more about, does it fit into the flow of our conversation? And would it be a good point here at this juncture? And I even at one point with my kids talked about, well, how would it feel to you if you knew that I did or I didn't? And we talked about both variables. What would that be like for you in terms of helping you? And kind of asking her, you know, what she needs from you in terms of navigating all of this.
I'm curious, though, Eve, you said that you were thinking that it might be your issue. What is the issue that you were thinking it might be for you?
You know, just dealing with that of regrets and everything around it. And I do have a therapist through you guys, so this is something meeting with her tomorrow.
That's awesome.
This is something I will bring up tomorrow. But there is that. But Jill, that when you said both scenarios, inevitably, wouldn't they ask, well, what is it, Mom? What did you, which one are you on?
Well, and that's what you have to, you know.
But that's great because now they're asking you a question. Yeah. They're learning to draw you out, and now it becomes a dialogue rather than a monologue. A lot of times we want to correct and teach, and sometimes we forget to listen.
So yeah,
right. Doing that,
and that's the point, because the thing is that our stories are not deterrents for our kids, and they will pick up that that's a form of control rather than genuine connection to them. So what Jill is doing is saying, hey, let's connect on this rather than me controlling your sexual behavior out of my fear. That's the thing we want to let go of. So Eve, we're going to also send you a copy of Jim Burns' book, Student's Guide to Sexual Integrity, because that can be very helpful in bringing up some of these topics and conversations.